Hello?
Hey, sorry about that. Not sure what happened there. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. I was still on the other phone with you when you called.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. It was weird. Like, all of a sudden, like, you couldn't hear me, and then all of a sudden I couldn't hear you. I was like, I'm just going to hang up and call back. Okay, so essentially, it's a lead generation service that's exclusive to you, right? So if it's out of your service area or it's solicitation or spam, or they're calling, you know, about something they want to sell you, it'll be credited back to you, right? And they're really good about it. The clients are going to love it as well because Google backs your work up to $2,000, like I said, for each client. Now, I'm sure you can see value in that. Now, also, they'll actually record the calls to make sure these are legit calls. So if you don't price them or, you know, set up FaceTime with them, they won't charge you. Say it's something you don't want to do or whatever, it's out of your area. They make sure that you don't get charged for those. Now, you can also pause the leads at any time. And until those leads are, you know, used up, they're not going to replenish them. So they're not going to get used. And until you finish that budget, it's going to stay the same each month. So I think for your area, I did a search. What's the zip code that you wanted to use again? It was a different one from the one you have on your Angie's, right? What was it one more time? 90006? Okay. So we're looking at, let me just put it in my little magic box here. It calculates it for me. Okay. So an average would be, this is what they start you off at, is 13 leads per month. Your monthly budget would be $661, and that's with 3 leads per week. Okay. So the average cost of each lead is about $50. Now, obviously we can gauge up after, but that's just a good start, right? And then you also have the application fee, right? Like I said before, which is the $250. So you have the initial setup, which you go through the process. Like I said, you're like background check, license, insurance, you know, for typical areas, it's different for each one. But then you also have your monthly budget. Once you get approved right through the application, then boom, you're up there and we can set up the campaign for you. Typically it's about, 3 to 4 weeks to get approved and everything. With the other service I was talking about, it's instantaneous, obviously, and then we just set up, and like I said, it's about 30 to 45 days. So the process is similar in time, but just different in the way it's pay-per-lead versus an organic listing, if that makes sense.
Yeah, for the most part. What I don't understand is, how is this any different for, like, the end customer Googling?
So, like, when you do a search, say you did, like, a search right now on your computer for anything, right, you see, of course, on the top, you're going to see the Google guaranteed, right, with the green check. That's what we're talking about now. Right below that, you see the Google ads, the pay-per-click, right, the little squares. And then right below that is where you see the map. Now, you might be surprised to hear, 90% of people, so 9 out of 10 people, click on the map. I guess it's just, it catches your eye, right? It's more convenient. Like you said, most people don't search much farther than those, you know, recommended 3. So that's why we focus there. That's why I would say the first one I quoted is better. Obviously, Google Guaranteed is cool because it's, you know, pay-per-lead and it backs you and it verifies the company and, you know, they vet everything much better. But it's really just the main difference is these leads are very, very exclusive to you and there's a set amount that you know that you're going to get. Right? So that's why they set up the budget for, what was it, 13 leads at 50 a piece, about 661 a month, I think is what it said. So you know you're getting 13 leads without that throughout that month, and you can set the amount or volume of when they come in. You can have 3 per week or let's make it 5, whatever. With the organic listing, like I said, the best way to kind of go about it is the numbers, right? Search how many searches have been done for that specific keyword, and then just break it down to math at that point. So it's an organic listing versus guaranteed lead. That's why they call it, well, one of the reasons why they call it Google Guaranteed. Other than that, we're guaranteed through Google with up to $2,000 of coverage, and the company itself is guaranteed by Google. That's why they call it that.
So if somebody, like, I've never heard Google Guaranteed, so this is kind of all surprised me. But somebody who already knows wants to use it, are they just Googling debt contractor near me and then
yeah, they would like they would put in general contractor near me or restoration, you know, waterproofing, whatever it is, and then they have the same choice that everybody has, right? When you do a search, they'll see the Google Guaranteed ads, they'll see the Google ads, and then also the map. Like I said, 90% of people click on the map. Now, there also is the small percentage of people that do click on the Google Guaranteed, but also with that, they're actually making sure Google is guaranteeing that you'll get this amount of leads throughout the month, right? That's why people like it, is because you know you're going to get 13 leads at 50 apiece. It's not, you know, as we had to kind of go through mathematics just to kind of figure out maybe how much you are, you know, or generally getting with the organic listing. With this, you know what you're going to get and what you're going to pay. Now, oh, the other one, you know what you're going to pay, but obviously since it's organic, it's hard to say. That's why we just call it an unlimited call service, because obviously it could be 50 calls, it could be, you know, 500 calls, but it makes no difference in the pricing. It's not pay per lead like with Google Guaranteed.
Gotcha. I don't know that I've ever seen Google Guaranteed before.
Yeah, it's obviously within the last few years, not really new, but it's starting to take off just because of the guaranteed part, right? Because you know you're getting a set amount of leads, and some people just feel more comfortable with that, right? Like, okay, I know I'm going to get 13 leads at 50 apiece at 661. I can pause them, you know, and it even will flip over to the next month, right? They won't recharge you again until you use all those leads. That's why a lot of people like it. But with this, you know, like I said, mathematically, statistically, most people are searching on the map. So that's why we offer that right off the bat, because obviously it's a more of a popular service. But Google Guarantee is also a great service, so it's really up to you what you think is going to work best or what you like, right?
Gotcha. Okay.
We could also start you off, because also to note, you do need a Google business profile and at least a basic setup to use Google Guaranteed. So what we could do is at least just set you up with the one I first quoted you, since, I mean, it's still right good. And then I can have another call with you to kind of go over Google Guaranteed, say after the first month or so after you get you set up, and then you can add that on. That we can always do that since it's month to month.
Gotcha. Yeah, that seems all right.
Right, because then at least you get your basic set up, you can get the feel for it, we can get everything going, and then Google Guaranteed would just be an added bonus. Because like I said, you do need at least a GBP. What was that?
So that kind of just slow walks you into if Google Guaranteed makes sense.
Right, because of course you're going to need a Google business profile, right, for you to appear on Google, and also your search engine optimization, at least some kind of Google profile, which is one of the first things we do. So I could give you our, like the Google Guaranteed with the package I'm quoting you. It would obviously just be a bit more. Now, if you want to, we can jump in with the Google Guaranteed too. I just figured, let's get your feet wet with this, right, see how you like it, and then we can kind of add Google Guaranteed later. Once, you know, I've kind of gone over it with you more, you can do some research, see if it's still something you want to add on, right?
Yeah,
so just to give you an idea of the difference, so the one with Google Guaranteed in the basic setup, it would be, like I said, $250 for the initial, right, the application fee. And then that $249, right, for the one we're talking about here. So it's just those two. And then obviously if you get approved for the Google Guaranteed, then we can set you up with that budget, which was the 13 leads and a $661 a month, because it was about 50, you know, a piece. So it's like 50 and 19 cents or something like that. So it'd be essentially $250 for the application fee and $250 for the SEO, right, for your Google business profile, all the directories. Or we can just go with the one I quoted you, just the $249 with the website and everything, and the $348, the first one I quoted you.
Gotcha.
But like I said, we can just set you up with the entry level one and then talk about the other one later. Since you're new to it, right? Figure I can go over it with you more, a bit more, and then you can do some research on it too, and we can add it later if needed.
Yeah, that sounds good. I would like my website to work. Like, there's no way.
So let's just get on that first,
right?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, like you said, it's just like a digital business card at this point, right?
Yeah, and I got a guy that works for me that does like a lot of tech stuff, but he also doesn't. It's been really weird. He like, he'll go do stuff that shouldn't like to do. Like, yeah, like, hey, go do this carpentry, and he's all about it. I'm like, hey, can you leave early and go work on the website for 2 hours? And he never fucking does. And he's like, you're good at working on websites. Go do it. And
right, like, just, dude, like, you're good at.
Weird mental block or something. I don't know. It's been a year. My website still looks like that.
Right. So at least with this, you know, there's a timeline. We'll get it done, right? We'll make sure to get it done.
Yeah. Sure. Let's do that. That's fine. I'm also
okay.
Tired of these
so,
calls.
Hey, at least it'll stop the calls to the area, right? We can stop bothering you. So
no, it won't stop
I,
them, but I can say I've already done that.
Right. Well, at least, yeah, you can stop the other ones. So now as for the address you wanted to use, what is the, obviously I'm not going to list this physical address online, right? It's just for the general area that the ping is going to be in. What address would you like to use for that?
Is it possible just to use a zip code?
I can't use just a zip code, but I can make sure that this address is not listed anywhere. It's only to make sure that where they're going to put the ping on the map for that general area. So it's going to be a 50-mile area from that, but it's not going to show your actual physical address or that you live there or that's where the business is. But it just does need some physical address for the verification from Google. This is more on Google's side to verify that there is a business and some kind of physical address. We can use the other one, but keep in mind, the ping is going to be from that 9407 Northeast, not the area you wanted in.
Right.
What you do typically is just make a note for the technician, do not list this address online. So then it's just going to be a little ping, which it's going to be in this area, but not show your actual address.
Yeah, gotcha. All right, let's do 320
mm-hmm.
Northwest. Holly Street, H-O-L-L-Y.
Pops up as Issaquah, is that right? 98027?
Yep.
I used to live in Issaquah. I used to do a lot of paintballing there.
Ann Monroe,
graduate? Yeah. 2004?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He was a little bit older than me.
Yeah, a little bit. I was in Woodinville, too, Bellevue, man, everywhere. Seriously, I moved around a lot. My dad was, he not only just in the Army, but he was also an artist. So he moved around a lot, going to, like, fairs and stuff. So, yeah, I was all over Washington, man. Even Olympia at one point when we first got there.
No, that's cool.
Yeah,
Olympia's
pretty cool. Right. Yeah, I was in Colorado, too, for a bit. Cold, man. A lot of snow. Then California, obviously. All over. Hawaii. Mostly West Coast, though.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah, I moved around a lot. So as for the phone number, this is a good number for clients to call, right? The 8884?
Yeah. I mean, how fast is this all going to happen? Because honestly, I've been working with Verizon again.
It's not going to be instantaneous. So how long are you thinking before you have it set up? Because it's going to take a couple weeks at least. So.
Yeah, probably. It didn't need to be fast until now. But, yeah, then we can probably do it this week. This is my cell phone, and I think Angela's List posted my cell phone, and it's been a fucking nightmare.
So we'll put this number for now, and then you can change it at some time if you want. Because, like I said, all this stuff is flexible. But for now, that's an okay number, right? Okay, and then what's a good email for you, Max?
Going to be maxh@mywebsite.com. SIBOGCS.
SIBOGCS.com. Okay, so let me just make sure I got that. All right, and then your last name, Max?
Going to be Hallmark, H-A-L-L-M-A-R-K.
Oh, okay, like the Hallmark, the company. Okay, got you.
Yep.
Yep, all right. So let me just confirm I have this correct. Okay, Max H. Yep, there it is. H-A-L-L-M-A-R-K, right?
Yep.
Okay. Now, if we go over your Google business profile, like how you'd like it to appear to your clients, what about hours of operation? This will be basically when you're receiving calls. 9 to 5, 8 to 6, I mean, what's going to work for you?
Yeah, 8 to 6 is fine.
Monday through Friday or also Saturday?
Saturday is fine.
Okay. Same hours, 8 to 6?
Yeah.
Okay. And what about the areas you want to be found for? Now, we can just do a 50-mile radius, but if you have any specific cities you'd like me to list, like targeted marketing, do you have any off the top of your head?
Seattle and Bellevue would be ideal. Redmond, Kirkland, Issaquah, Renton.
Renton, Seattle, okay. So Bellevue, Issaquah, Redmond, Kirkland, Renton, Seattle.
Yeah, that's kind of my target area. We try and
50 stay miles
somewhere
from
that. Yeah. West okay. Seattle. Yeah. It's weird experiencing who, like, there's like pockets of people that are working on their houses, and it's like West Seattle, Green Lake, Shoreline, but very, very few in between. It's actually really weird.
Yeah, I actually used to go to Green Lake a lot. That's funny. Okay. And we can have up to 12 if you want, but I can even have the technician suggest even the keywords too, ones that have high search volumes, so that we can get you more searches that way too, if you like, pick his brain a little bit.
I mean, if you shrunk the search down to 10 miles, just as an example, and like probably handpicked those areas within that 10 miles, that's going to be like the closer to Seattle and Bellevue proper we can stay, the better off it is for me.
Right. Okay. So even 50 miles would be a little too far, or is that okay still?
You can, well, I think probably like 20 to 30 is ideal, but I'm just saying so you can figure out which cities, like within 10 miles, all of those fucking cities.
Ah. And then gotcha. Okay, okay, okay.
Add those fucking cities.
Yep, right. Got it. Okay, so I'll make a note for that for the technician when he's walking through all that. He can look at the map and kind of just judge that way, basically, right?
Yeah, pretty much. And I think I listed most of them. But...
No, and I got, all the main ones. So that's now what about the keywords, okay? Now I have most of what we were talking about, waterproofing, restoration, remodel, let's see, fence, deck, epoxy siding, drywall. Any others you can think of?
Remediation.
Remediation, okay.
Say exterior. Coating. People don't ever really know what they're searching for.
Yeah, I can have the technician actually look for the keywords that people search more often. I just like to get the ones that you do, first of all, so he can find the best phrase that people use for that service. So then you can get more searches that way, too, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So what I have is waterproofing, restoration, remodel, and I won't specify kitchen or bath because I know you said you don't typically do that, but we can add that if you want. Let's see, fence. Deck, epoxy, siding, drywall, deck repair, deck ceiling, I can even put deck install, remediation, exterior coating, any others?
Investigation.
Investigation, okay.
That's probably good for now. We'll see what your Google guy says.
And then, yeah, he can kind of, you can pick his brain a bit. Okay. Speaking of that, when would you want to speak with him to kind of when you, for him to start building everything after we get everything set up here? Can you do that later today or tomorrow morning better? Or?
Normally, after 5 is a way better time.
Okay. And you guys are on Pacific, though. So the latest to be able to do it is 3 your time. Maybe tomorrow morning better?
Right. Oh. Yeah,
we can kind of come back to that. Yeah, just think about it, and if there's a time problem, like a time crunch, we can figure something out. So I think that's good for that part. Let me just save that. Oh, by the way, I wanted to ask you initially, because I know you guys are over there, has the weather been getting really, really cold? Is it still kind of, is it just always cold? At least in my experience, it was like 70% of the time, right? Is it still like that?
It's been getting warmer. Last year, we had 80-degree days in October. Supposed to be 70 degrees for the next 4 or 5 days. So it's been warmer more often, and there's been more snow. The weather changes they're talking about make it sound like they'll be warmer and less wet, but still with snow, which seems impossible. But they're trying to say, like, it's not like that. They're like, oh, you'll have less snow, but we're showing more snow in the Pacific Northwest.
Right.
But if it's warmer and wetter, then it's like, all right, that'll work for Colorado. It's not going to work for next to the ocean. It sounds like it's just going to be 50 degrees and raining the whole time, which will be terrible.
Right, which would be terrible. Yeah, seriously. Oh, I was just curious because I remember when I was there, yeah, it's mostly rain. But then during, like, the spring and summer, you'd get some hot days. And lately it's been weird, like, or, you know, states or counties that have, like, hot weather are being cold, and then vice versa with the cold ones, too. It's really weird. Like, the weather's been all crazy.
Yeah.
Like, bipolar or something.
Yeah, so El Nino, La Nina should.
Oh, that BS, right, exactly. So yeah, I think we're good on this side. So next would just be the billing, and so the billing address would be the same, the 320 Northwest Holly Street.
No, billing is different.
Oh, okay. Would that be the original one, that one that's on the Angie's, the Vancouver one?
Probably, but give me a minute. I gotta check out at Home Depot. Hang out for a minute while I finish this, and then I can.
Yeah, just put me on hold real quick. Yeah, no worries. Yep.
Alright, hold on a second. All right, man.
Okay. Good to go.
So, for billing, that's probably a different address. Is that, like, where you guys would send mail?
No. So, actually, it's just to do the card payment, because you know how, like, you would do it, right? You have to make sure the address and everything matches up so it doesn't get flagged.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. That, it's just for that. Nothing's going to get sent there physically.
All right. So that address is 14826 Southeast 38th Street.
14826 Southeast 38th. Okay, and number what?
Number 6.
Number 6.
And that's Bellevue 98006.
006 and Bellevue. Okay, and then, so that's like apartment 6 or like unit 6 or something like that?
Yep.
Okay. So 14826 Southeast 38th Street, apartment 6. And that's Bellevue, Washington, 98006.
Yeah.
A lot of sixes. Okay, good. Now, as for the payment method, is that a Visa or a MasterCard?
It's a MasterCard.
Okay, and then go, oh, is that a business card as well with the Seattle and Bellevue General Contractor B on the card as well, or is it just your name?
Yeah. It's a Seattle.
And is that Maximilian or Maxwell, or how would that appear on the card?
I think it's a little convoluted because I have a very long name, so I think that is Maxwell.
So Maxwell Hallmark would suffice, if that's how I write it?
No, that one would be Maxwell R. McSwain.
What was the last name? Can you spell it?
MCSWAIN.
So that's, one more time, is it S-M?
It's McSwain, M-C-S, like M, little C, big S, W-A-I-N. And as in Nancy.
Ah, M-C, big S, W-A-I-N, McSwain.
Yeah.
Okay, got you. So Maxwell R. McSwain, that's how it would show up on the card.
Yep.
Okay, got it. And then, got the address. Okay, and then, let's see. As for the card number, go ahead whenever you're ready.
Five, five, seven, two.
Okay.
3102.
Okay.
63 34 09 03.
Okay, so just to confirm, 5572 3102 6334 0903.
Yep.
Okay, and the expiration?
1025.
Okay, and then the number on the back?
770.
Okay, now we're also going to set up a security question. That way you know it's us when we're calling. And those other calls we were talking about, you can more easily disregard because, you know, it won't be us using the secret code. So there's three options: mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
First pet's name.
Okay, and the name?
Baby Cakes.
Baby Cakes?
Yep, as in small, right, like this world cake.
Yeah, yeah, baby cakes. Yeah, I don't know. Was that a dog?
Yeah.
Nice. You still have the dog?
I choose a name. No, she passed away a while ago.
Oh, I mean, I'm sorry to hear that.
35, so I can't.
Right. This was, right, a long time ago. Okay, yeah, I had a Australian Shepherd, actually, when I lived on that farm there. It was like, I don't know if you've ever had any experience with them, but they got like so much energy. It's like hard to keep up with them.
Oh yeah.
Like a circus dog or something. So let me just, I think we're good on that part. Let me just see here. Yep. Okay. So just to confirm, I'm going to set up your account now. Okay. Now, once I process, you're going to see, of course, it'll come through on your online banking first, but then, of course, you're going to see a text and an email with your invoice. Everything that's included, the pricing and everything, we'll go over that real quick. One other quick step, boom, you're good to go. So we're almost at the finish line here. Just went on my and then I'll set you up with the time with the technician. Just let me know ASAP on that. That way we can, you know, make sure it fits in your schedule, okay?
All right. Just good morning. Bye.
Three might be okay today? Or tomorrow morning better?
Do like 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Yes, can do that. Yeah, we're on Pacific time too, so 8 a.m. is doable. Okay. Now, just to confirm, Maxwell, M-A-X-W-E-L-L, McSwain, big M, small C, big S, W-A-I-N, right?
Yep.
Okay. And then 14826 Southeast 38th Street, Apartment 6, Bellevue, Washington. And let me just make sure I'm spelling Bellevue correct. Is Bell... B-E-L-L-E-V-U-E, or is it, there is an E in there?
Yep.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. You can tell how long I've been away from that area, because I definitely should have known that. Okay, so Bellevue, baby cakes, good to go. All right, so you're going to see that come through here in just a second. Then, like I said, you'll get I think you'll get the email first, but I'll send you the text because it's usually the easiest way to access the invoice and kind of, you know, expedite it. So it's processing now. Should see it any second. Just waiting on my internet again, probably. There it is. Okay, so you should see it on your online banking. Now I'm going to send you over this text. I think the email should be there. Give about a minute here. I'm going to resend you this. So you'll see a text come through now. Let me know when you see that. Gonna have a link in there.
I see a link. Yes.
Okay, so go ahead, click there. It's gonna take you into the invoice. You'll see, like, you know, everything is included, the pricing and everything. Once you get to the bottom there, you're gonna see. Like, it'll say, there's a box that says, I'm the authorized user. Then right below that spot where you would just type your name there. And once you do that, hit confirm signature. Once you've done both of those and hit that, that should take you to our website. And it's going to ask for your username and password. That'll let you know that it has processed and it should be asking you for, like, a username and password, which you'll get within 7 days of when you speak with the technician. They'll set up all your accounts and everything. So let me know once you get there.
Some sort of login page.
Yep. Okay. So you're going to get that within 7 days of when we speak with it, when you speak with him tomorrow. We just have one other quick step. It's called our voice verification. It's to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, right? And also kind of ensure the accuracy of the order and everything. So if you have any questions along the way, do not hesitate to stop me. It's pretty straightforward, but, you know, just in case. I'm going to start now. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, first, to ensure the accuracy of the order, can you please state the name of your business?
Seattle and Bellevue General Contractor Services.
Okay, now please state your name and title within the business.
Max McSwain, managing member.
Okay. Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in the campaign, like your verification, building the website, you know, just so we can expedite the process as much as possible. Easier if the person involved is much more involved in the campaign. Now, also, I'm going to send you an email on the verification and everything you're going to need, so you'll know exactly what you'll need for that time with the technician tomorrow, other than, you know, having some time to pick his brain. Now, as a result of increased visibility, also please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash, like you already know. That's why I set up that security question for you to make sure that you know the call is coming from us at Local Splash and not another company, and those other calls you can happily disregard. Now, do you also agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
I guess so.
Just, you know, during the process, just make sure if they need you for something or if, you know, there's something we need from you, just to, you know, be involved in it so we can, you know, expedite the process. Now, also, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to disclose or basically just let us know if you do any other online marketing with, say, another firm during your time with us? Because so we don't do something that might interfere with what they're doing or vice versa, okay? Now, also, your payment for the initial term and – oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup was charged today, okay, October 2nd, in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the second or just 30 days from today in the amount of $249. That will be the recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that I'll give to you here at the end of the call. I'll text you all the info you need to speak with a live representative to prevent charges for your next month of service. All you need to do is just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So you're good to go. I'm just going to set you up with the time with the technician. Now, you said tomorrow at 8 o'clock, if my memory serves, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me just send that over. Otherwise, I think you should already have all the other emails you're going to need there. And you did say possibly you might be changing the phone number, possibly, right? I'll make a note for the technician if that's the case.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. So I'll make a note of that. Let me just send you this last email. Promise we'll be done after this. Okay. Let me just add your email, Max. h@cbellgcx. Okay. Just add the technician's email, your email, boom. Okay, so you should see that come now. Now, I'll also send you the text once we get off the call here. It's going to have my contact info because obviously I'm still the lead on the account, so you can contact me for anything you need. Anything on the technical side, though, you'll have your technician who will call you tomorrow at 8 a.m. to get you started. So, well, thanks for giving us a shot. You know, welcome to the team most of all. And they're going to call you between 8 and 8:30 tomorrow morning to get you started with everything, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, so you're good to go. You'll get the text when we get off the call here, okay? You have a good one.
Sounds good. Thanks, Hawk.
Yep. You have a good one. Bye.
Bye.